Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We give God all the glory. We give him honor. We give him praise for another opportunity to be able to come to you, to our listening audience in this time. Tonight we have a special program where we call the Sweet Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. And we have ministers that will be joining us in prayer for our families and for our churches, our nations, our communities, and this world. Hallelujah. And so we know by the grace of God that the prayers of the righteous, as the word of God tells us, availeth much. And we stand on God's word, knowing that his word always goes forth, and it never returns void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. So we welcome you. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. And again, we welcome our listening audience as well to this special edition of the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast on our every fourth Monday of the month. We join together with other ministers for a time, 1 hour of time of powerful prayer where we go before the Lord and petition the Lord, asking him and communing with him, hallelujah, in prayer. So we just thank God again for this opportunity. Praise God. And we thank God for you and you and you all that have tuned in, hallelujah, tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to give the opportunity as well for anyone that may have a prayer request later in the program before we get started. But before we start, we want to go ahead and welcome the presence of the Lord in with a song of praise. Hallelujah. Listen and be blessed.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. And you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord,
if you will go ahead and just press 1 on your keypad, and we will dispatch you into the studio for you to share that prayer request. If there is anyone on the line tonight, hallelujah, that has a prayer request, praise God, or a prayer need, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone tonight? Hallelujah. Well, amen, amen. Praise God. Caller 0400, go right ahead, please.
Well, good afternoon. I don't know if you had gotten my message.
Good afternoon. Yes, ma'am.
A young lady named Tasha, she's been sick, and she's been septic, and she has a 15-year-old daughter, so that's hard on the daughter. And then the other person is Geneva, which was my elementary friend. And we have a thing that we call every 2 weeks, and she didn't call me for 2 weeks, so I checked on her. She'd been in the hospital again, and now she's in a nursing home for rehab.
Okay.
So I want to lift up Tasha and Geneva for their healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I got your text, Mother Pat. I responded back, and I got them also written down here in our prayer book. So, yes, we absolutely will be lifting both Tasha and Geneva up in prayer tonight. And thank you for sharing that prayer need.
Okay, thank you.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead. The order of prayer tonight will be first Minister Hilton Britt, then Mother Pat Gallo, then Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and closing us out in prayer will be Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Praise God. We thank God. We ask everyone that's on the line tonight, because we like to join in corporate prayer, if you all will join us as we pray together the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray. Praise God, the Lord's Prayer.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's begin. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, Mother Pat, I'm going to reopen the line. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to ask if you will go ahead and start us out tonight in prayer. Hallelujah. Mother Pat, can you hear me again?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Actually, go right ahead. Minister Hilton, I'm sorry. We're going to catch right up with you in just one moment. I went out of order, but that's okay. Go ahead, Mother Pat. Praise God.
You went out of order and caught me short. Okay. But that's okay.
Well, that's
today.
Okay. If you want me to go to Minister. Okay, go ahead.
Today, as I was studying, the Lord dropped this in spirit about decree, declare, and proclaim.
All right, amen.
My scripture, what I want to start off with is the acronym DDP, which I already told you, but like my sister Lisa always say, what is this? And I'm glad you asked. I wanted to say that. And it is decree, declare, and proclaim. So my scriptures come from Job, the 22nd chapter, the 28th verse, out of the King James Version, which says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And then I went on and I said, let me define decree. And as a noun, it is an official order issued by a legal authority, and that legal authority is God.
Amen.
The decree is guaranteed, and it shall be established. Then is an order, a commandment, and then is a mandate. When you get a memo, if you're in the workplace, and a memo may say it's a mandatory call, a mandatory meeting, that means God has settled the issue once and for all. Declaration as a noun, formal or explicit statement or announcement. You do not say whatever if God said it is. You can declare with boldness, it is settled in the heavens and the earth. What are you announcing? Are you announcing the problem that you see, or the answer in his word when you pray announcement, when you pray the announcement? Proclamation as a noun. Proclamation, it says, is a public or official announcement, especially one that's dealing with matters of great importance. So God wants us to decree, to declare, and to proclaim. We got to follow the rules of engagement in the spirit. Because what are we saying? And so when we pray what God says. And it's a known thing that whatever God say, it is so. It ain't no and, ifs, and buts about it. It is a seal, a guarantee. So now I want to pray for our nation and several other things that I have here for. But first I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you tonight. We come standing upon your word, standing up on the blood of Jesus, on the grounds of the blood of Jesus, knowing, Father, that we can proclaim victory over Satan, over his agents, and the things of this world. And we thank you, Jesus, for paving the way for us to be able to go unto the Father and obtain all the blessings that he have in store for us in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, as I pray in behalf of this nation, I pray, Father God, that your eyes continue to go to and fro upon America. We know, Father God, that you're calling us as a nation to repent. Repent from our wicked ways so that you can heal our land. And Lord, Father, we ask for your grace, and we ask for your mercy upon America. Lord, I know that you see all the injustice, but you are a just God, and you will bring your justice to your people that have been hurt throughout the many years. And that, Father God, your hand of grace and mercy continue to be upon your children that are called by your name. And now, Lord, I thank you that as we pray for healing, I lift up my two friends, Tasha and Geneva, and we decree and declare according to your word in Isaiah that it says that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus, and that Jesus took up on him our peace. He took up on him our iniquities. And Father, we thank you that they will receive total healing, soul, mind, and body, and give them that peace of assurance that your word will not return back into you void, but it shall accomplish what you sent it out to do, and that they shall receive that healing in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for protection. As we pray for protection, not only for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children and all those that are connected unto us. And we know that we are protected when we stay under the covering of the precious blood of your son, Jesus. So, Father God, I apply the blood of Jesus upon each and every one of us and all those that are connected to those that are not on the broadcast, but those that are connected to us in any manner. We apply the blood of Jesus upon them from the crown of their heads to the very sole of their feet. And we ask you, Lord, to soak their lives in the blood. We thank you, Lord, Father God, as we decree the blood of Jesus encircle them, that the enemy cannot come in the name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy says or do, oh God, we know that your words say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us, that we should see it condemned in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that you have given to us through the blood of your son. And now, Lord, we lift up our youth. Oh, Father God, there are many youths that have gone by the wayside that has not even been taught about your word or your love. But we thank you for the youths that are godly youth, and they standing up for you and proclaiming your mercy and your grace and your love in their lives. And we ask you, Lord, Father, to shadow them under the blood. Keep them under the blood. And, Father God, we pray against every destiny stealer that try to steal these young people's destiny that you have planned for them in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I pray to you, Lord God, that every assignment that you have given to your children, the youth, oh God, that they will fulfill it. They will bring glory and honor unto your name in the name of Jesus and Yeshua and Emmanuel. Now, Lord, Father, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for the power of your word. Your word will never return back to you, Lord, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do. And we bind up every negative word that have been spoken over this generation's the past, the generation's present, and the ones to come. So that they know without a shadow of doubt, in your word you say you have a plan and a purpose for their lives, and that is to do them good and not harm in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that they shall walk in victory in this life in Jesus' name to proclaim your awesome power in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for everything that you have done and all that you're going to do as we continue to walk and live before you uprightly. Now, Lord, I ask you to continue to bless Pastor Constance, Pastor Jasper, and Bishop Kevin and his new wife. Keep them covered under the blood as they go forward in the ministry to reach souls for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, as you use them in the vineyard, we thank you for the harvest of souls coming in. And that as they teach them not only to have faith, but they will learn to live in victory. Victory over Satan and all that he tried to put up on them. In the name of Jesus. They continue to fill Pastor Jasmine, Pastor Constance with your Holy Spirit. And that you give them wisdom. Wisdom beyond their lives. Wisdom, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, I thank you for blessing Elijah. As he coming up for graduation soon, I thank you, Lord, that your hands of grace and your mercy be upon him, and that every need that he have, Father God, to fulfill his spiritual destiny, his career destiny in you, that you are the one that was supplied and needed. And for this, I give you thanks, and I give you praise, and all the glory and the honor belong unto you. And I thank you also, Father, for taking care of my children and my children's children and everyone that is connected to me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer, that earnest prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To God be all the glory. And God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Hilton Britt. Minister Hilton Britt, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you as well. Minister Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Good evening, and go right ahead, please. Praise God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise with thanksgiving, O God, for your great love for your people, O God, for you are yet watching over your word in each of our lives, O Lord, to establish, to perform your word, to perfect your word, Lord. And for this, we give you glory and honor, for your word cannot fail, O Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of that which you have spoken or declared can fail. Hebrews 7, verse 24 through 25. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to make intercession or to pray for them. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are our blessed Redeemer, our High Priest, and our High King. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our precious Redeemer, who paid the penalty for our sin with your precious blood through your bloody sacrifice on Calvary's cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that through your name alone we have received the gift of salvation. It is a great salvation, for there is no other name named among men under heaven by which we must be saved. For as many as are called by your name and delivered from death, hell, and the power of the wicked one, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are our Jehovah Roi, O Lord, the Lord who saves us, O God. We thank you, Lord, that shepherd. You are our great shepherd, O Lord, and the great shepherd guides, the great shepherd provides, the great shepherd protects, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that you will protect your people, O Lord, that you are preserving and keeping each of us, O God, according to your word. According, O God, to your will, according to your purpose, O God, for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are our healer, O God, our great physician, O God, that you bless your people with divine health and divine healing, Lord, that with long life you will satisfy each of us who are called by your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who is our provider. You will never, we've never seen the righteous forsaken or your seed begging bread, O God. For you, O Lord, all day long you provide for your people. You meet every need, O God, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, the God who is the God of our peace, O God. That you, as our God of peace, will sanctify us through and through and by our, and preserve our spirit, soul, and bodies blameless unto your coming, O God. Oh, Lord, as we pray and petition you, Father God, for the needs concerning your people, Lord, we purpose and focus our minds and hearts totally on the truth and the faithfulness of your holy word. We know, Lord, that you remember your word, O God, and we confess your name, and we confess, O Lord, that your will be done within us, O God, and your purposes will be established, O God. We pray, O Lord, for come against the spirits of lawlessness and ungodliness throughout our nation, O God. We plead the precious blood against it, O God. We come against every spirit and every principality and power and spiritual wickedness in the high and low places, O Lord, within this nation, O Lord. Everything of the enemy, O Lord, that exalts itself against your kingdom. And in the name of Jesus, we arrest those spirits, O God, by the power of your precious blood. We bind them up, O God, and cast them down from their high places, O Lord. And we declare, Lord, that your name is being exalted, O God, in the north, in the south, and in the east, in the west, and in the lives of your people who are called by your name. And, Lord, we are submitting ourselves unto you and seeing that your word, O Lord, is prevailing within our lives according to your wisdom, according to your power, according as you have all authority and dominion to make all things subject to your will and your purpose, O Lord, that it will, your word is prevailing, Lord, in the hearts and minds of your people, O God. We ask, O God, that for repentance, O God, we pray, O Lord, for repentance of men, Lord, those of us who have exalted ourselves against your name and against your will, for the lost, O God. O Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Lord, you have blessed us as you have blessed no other people, O God. I pray for black men, O Lord, throughout this nation, O God. Lord, you have brought us up and out of bondage of slavery, O God. You have delivered us, Lord, and you have prospered us, O God, more than that of any people, O God. And, Lord, we have turned away from your ways, O God. We have turned in rebellion, O Lord. Forgive us and have mercy upon us, O Lord. Turn our hearts again unto you, our Savior, O Lord. I cry out for my brothers, O God, who have rejected your word, Lord. Help us, O God, to turn again unto you, O God. Help us, O Lord, to receive the light of your glorious gospel, O Lord. Help us to humble our hearts, our minds, O Lord, to turn away from the deceptive powers of darkness, O Lord, to turn away from the corruption and the perversion, O Lord, and to turn again, O Lord, to your grace, your mercy, your goodness, which, O Lord, you have extended to us each and every day, O Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to turn again, Lord, unto you, to bow the knee unto you, Lord Jesus, to hear the gospel, O Lord, and to receive it, Lord, with joy and thanksgiving, O Lord, as our lifeline, O God. I pray for marriages, Lord. I pray for the family, O God, for our sons and our daughters, those who do not know your name, those, O Lord, who are seeking, Lord. We pray that your word, O Lord, that you will send, O Lord, the perfect, O Lord, a laborer by their path, O God, that their hearts will be hungry and that they will speak the word of life to them, O God, and that by the word of life, O Lord, that they will be born again and empowered, O Lord, with wisdom and with righteousness and with truth that is in your word, and be born again, O Lord, turning away from the ways of darkness, turn away from the ways of unrighteousness and wickedness, and walking, O Lord, in newness of life, O God, that you, this incorruptible seed that you will sow and plant within their hearts and minds, O Lord, bring the newness of life, yes, even the God-type life, O Lord, the life which is truly life, the more abundant life, O God, and rise above, O Lord, the wicked ways of this world, O Lord, and that they put upon righteousness, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that the helmet of salvation is placed upon their head, O Lord, when they might think your thoughts, O God, and be their minds be renewed, O Lord, to the power and the glory of your kingdom, O Lord. Lord, that their feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, O Lord, and walking in straight paths with their feet, walking, O Lord, on the straight and the narrow way, turning away from all that would corrupt and defile and all that would destroy, O Lord, walking in newness of life, O God. O Lord, with the strong belt of truth girded about their waist, O God, that your word is truth, O Lord, and that they would buy truth and not compromise it or sell it, O Lord, and walk, O Lord, in wisdom and walk in righteousness, that, Lord, they guard their hearts with all diligence and put upon a breastplate of righteousness, O God, and order their steps, O Lord, in your more excellent ways, your high ways, your wonderful and your glorious ways, your more excellent ways, O God, and give honor and glory to you, Lord. And, Lord, above all, that they take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the living and eternal and enduring word of God. And whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Holding fast to the shield of faith, O God, that they might extinguish, O God, the fiery darts of the wicked one. And having done all to stand, stand, O God, exalting your holy name, giving glory and honor to you as the King of kings and the Lord of lords, O God, in all the earth, O Lord, for there is none like you, Lord. And we give honor and glory to your name, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, again for families, Lord, that husbands will love their wives as they love themselves, O Lord, and honor them, O Lord, esteem them, O Lord, and minister life unto them, that the hearts and the minds of the fathers will return to their sons and daughters, O Lord, and that they will love them, O God, and teach them and bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, and that their families, that our families will be saved, O God, that our families will be transformed by your holy word, by your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. O Lord, we look unto you, O God. We look unto you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our souls and spirit. Have mercy upon this nation, O God, and have mercy upon the lost and the dying, O God. Save them, O God. Turn them again unto your grace and unto your mercy, because you're able to make all grace abound, O God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're yet doing, O Lord. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for that powerful prayer. Praise God. Praise God. And we praise God for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise. And thank you for all of those prayers and areas that you lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. Because that is so, so very, very important. And we give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Tonight I'd like to share with you a scripture as well as a scripture passage. The scripture comes from the book of Luke, and I'm reading from the King James Version, the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 1, and it says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and to faint not." Praise God. The scripture passage comes from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 12 through 16. And it reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also." This is Jesus speaking. "And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just come before you tonight, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you for all of the prayers that have already been extended to you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Pat and for Minister Hilton, Father God, and the prayers that their prayers and prayer requests that they shared. I thank you, Lord God, again for everyone that is tuned in on this line tonight. I pray blessings over them. I pray blessings over their families. I pray, Lord God, that you meet them at whatever point of need that they may have. I pray even over the unspoken prayer requests, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you are God. And there is nothing, Lord God, that you don't know, Heavenly Father. You know even the number of hairs that's on our head, Father God. So we just lift up prayer requests to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I lift up these families to you of those that have tuned in the name of Jesus, Father God, knowing, Lord God, that you hear our prayer, that you answer our prayer, that you've already told us in your word, Lord, that where there are but two or more gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And where there are but two gathered together, touching and agreeing upon anything, that it shall be done. Yes. So, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your precious word, Lord God. Your word, Lord, that goes forth and doesn't return void. But yes, Lord, that it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we live by, we strive to live every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every drop of blood that you shed from the Garden of Gethsemane until Golgotha's Hill, Father. Oh, yes, we do, Lord God. Every drop of blood that you shed on our behalf, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that you went to hell and defeated death, hell, and the grave, that we have eternal life in you. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that when you ascended, Lord Jesus, that you did not leave us, Lord, without a comforter that came, which is the Holy Spirit that empowers us in the name of Jesus to be able to go forth and do the work that you've called forth for us to do in this season and for such a time as this. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God. I pray right now and lift up those that stand in need of healing, Father God. I lift up Sister Tasha to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift up Sister Geneva to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up Sister Maddie to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up Sister Mary to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up Gloria, Sister Gloria, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up Kashmir, Sister Kashmir, to you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, yes, we lift up Brother Michael to you, Michael Strayhorn, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and any others, Lord God, that may have a help or need for healing, Father God, right now, yes, Lord, we decree and declare and proclaim, hallelujah, your word, Lord God, over them in the name of Jesus, Father God, because your word tells us, Lord, that healing is the children's bread, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for healing those that are dealing with any form of sickness or disease, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, right now over them that you cover them and seal them with your precious shed blood, Lord God, because we know that nothing, absolutely nothing, can penetrate the blood barrier of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God, that we cover them in your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that we are as well are covered in your blood, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. And we declare over them health, healing in the name of Jesus from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. We declare right now, Lord God, that every cell and every nerve, every tissue, every organ, every bone, every joint, every system of their body lines up and functions in the perfection, Lord God, that you created it to function, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we know, Lord God, that as there is nothing, Father, that is impossible for you, Father God. So we stand, Lord God, on your word, and we stand with the expectation, Lord God, of all of the testimonies that will come forth, Lord God, because of the prayers that have gone up on behalf, Lord God, of the people tonight, Father God. We give you praise, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, also, too, for our churches, Lord God. Yes, we lift up New Direction Ministries, Christian Ministries to you, Lord God. We lift up Bishop Kevin Jones. We lift up First Lady Jarnene Jones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, right now over their new marriage. Lord God, we pray that you just wrap your loving arms around them, Father God, that you protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, that you, Lord, give them wisdom that surpasses their years, Father God, to be able to go forth and do what you've called for them to do to help to advance your kingdom, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, as new season ministries, Lord God, and Pastor Jasper and I have joined along with them to be able to do this kingdom work, Father God, to help, Lord God, to advance your kingdom here in the earth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the salvation of souls, Lord God, that, Lord, your power will go forth, Lord God, that salvation will indeed flood the streets, Father God. In your name, Lord God, as we reach out to the lost, as we go into the highways, into the hedges, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, declaring and speaking your word, Lord God, as you have given us the decree to go ye into all the world, baptizing, Lord God, those in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, speaking your word, Lord God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed for the kingdom of God, Lord, because we recognize, Father God, that Jesus Christ is soon to return again and that we must be about the Father's business, Lord God, that we must work while it is still day because night is coming, Lord God, when no man shall work, Lord God. So we ask, Father God, that you just give us time, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord God, to do what you call for us to do. Your word tells us, Lord, that if my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, then seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then shall they hear from heaven. And you, Lord God, will heal our land, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, for the healing of our land. We thank you, Lord God, that for the laborers in the vineyard, Lord God, that have a heart and to do the will of God in the name of Jesus. Send forth, Lord God, your laborers, Father God. Send forth, Lord God, the remnant of your people, Lord God, that still have a yearning and a desire and a zeal, Father, to be able to do what you have called for us to do for such a time as this, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, this world needs to know that there is a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ, Lord God. Send your laborers out into the highways, Lord. Send your laborers out into the vineyard, my Father. Oh, yes, Lord God, that souls will be saved. We rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, for we recognize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But we recognize, Father, even more, that you, Lord God, sit on the throne, Heavenly Father, and there is absolutely nothing, Lord God, that the enemy can do to cause hurt, to cause harm, Heavenly Father, to your people, Father, because you are our strength. You are our refuge, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that all we have to do is look to the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that our help comes from the Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we stand on your word. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given us every spiritual weapon that we need to stand strong against the devices and the tactics and the will of the enemy, Father God. We thank you that we put on your whole armor each and every day, Father God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, have our loins girded about with the belt of truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, carrying the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, Father God, speaking it forth, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you have given us the power of life and death that lie right here in our tongue, Father God. And all we got to do is line our tongue up in the words that we speak with your words, and we shall see miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh, yes, we shall come to pass, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise tonight. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, I pray over our community, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There has been at least seven lives, seven teenagers, Lord God, lives lost within the last 2 weeks right here in the Atlanta area, Father God. We burn the hand of the enemy against our young people, Lord God. We burn the hand of the enemy specifically, Lord God, against our young black boys, Heavenly Father, and our young black men, Father God, and our black men, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, salvation over them, that you send the laborers, Lord, to them, Lord God, that they will be able to hear and receive your word, Lord God, so that their lives will be changed, so that they will recognize that there is a better way, and that better way is lies right, Lord God, at your feet, at the feet of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, we know that it is possible, Father God. Oh, yes, it is, Lord God. Raise up that remnant, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the parents that are teaching their young people, Lord, to serve you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the young men and women that are getting ready, as Pastor, as Mother Pat prayed earlier for our own son. And we pray, Lord God, for other young people that are getting ready to go out into the world that have been taught of the Lord, that they will go out and make a difference for the kingdom of God in whatever arena, Father God, that you send them forth in, that they will not conform to the ways of this world, but they will allow your Spirit to work through them so that they will transform, Heavenly Father, the lives, Lord God, through your Spirit of those, Lord God, that they come in contact with to be able to speak forth your word, Lord God, and your transforming Spirit, Lord God, will go forth, Lord God, through them, helping to save the lives, Lord God, of other young people, Lord God, for the kingdom of God. Let them, Lord God, instead of succumbing to peer pressure, let them exert pressure on their peers for your kingdom, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord God, we know that it is all things are possible with you, Lord God. Yes, and we declare it and decree it, and it is so, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for the war and the area over in the Ukraine right now, Father God. We know, Lord God, that there are those that are there, Father, that know you, and they have been praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the enemy not have his way, Father, that you allow that war to cease, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And even in the midst, Lord God, that you protect the people, protect the innocent lives, Lord God, of men and women, little boys and little girls, Lord God. Protect them, Father, and keep them safe, Lord God, of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you and we give you all the praise, Father God. And yes, Lord, we lift up marriages to you, Father.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Oh, yes, we do. We lift up marriages to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because it is the marriages and the families that are the foundations of the community. It is the marriages and the families that are the foundations of our churches, Father God. We pray, Lord God, right now and rebuke the hand of the enemy, especially over Christian marriages, Father God.
Yes,
yes, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for every man and woman, every husband and wife, Lord God, that calls on your name, that they will be joined closer together in prayer, that they will take time to pray together, knowing the power of togetherness, that one can put a thousand to flight, but two coming together in prayer and love of Almighty God can put 10,000 to flight, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, for the union of husbands and wives, that they will know how to have and seek you for godly order in the household, that yes, the man will be able to love his wife as Christ loved the church, that the woman, Lord God, and the wife will be able to reverence and respect her husband. And as it says in Proverbs chapter 31, do him good and not evil all the days of his life, Lord God. That, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the children, Lord, we speak obedience of the children to their parents, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that because the household will be lined up in godly order, that then the blessings of God will be able to flow freely, Heavenly Father, in the household. We speak peace in every household. We speak the grace of God in every household. We speak the mercy of God in every one of your households, Father, that call upon your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we speak that there will be no lack in every household, Father God, because, Lord God, you are the God that has a cattle on a thousand hills, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for godly marriages. We thank you for godly households, Lord God. And that, Lord God, they will not be contained, but they will take your word, Lord God, and be able to go forth in the communities, Father God, and be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with their neighbors and with those that surround them, Lord God, that again, lives will be changed, souls will be saved for the kingdom of God. We thank you that revival will flood the land, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We declare it and decree it right now in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, we give you all the praise, Lord God. We pray for our educational system, Lord God, because the enemy has tried to kick God out of the church, Lord God, and went out of the school system, Lord God. And when he tries to kick you out of the school system, that opens up, when man allows for that, it opens up for the enemy to come in, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be teachers, that there will be students that will raise themselves, that will be raised up in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that there will be those that will take a stand as the coach did, Lord God, just the other day, Lord God, and took a stand and made up his mind that he was going to allow for his team and his children to be, the young people to be able, in the name of Jesus, to pray. Man ought always to pray. We must pray over our educational system, because the enemy is trying to take the minds of our young people and turn them against God and the teachings of God and the things of God. So it is so vitally important that we continue to lift up our schools in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Pray over our teachers. Pray over our students. Pray over the children. Lay your hands if you have school-age children. pray over them each and every time before they leave out the door to go to school, and pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise tonight. Oh, yes, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to be in prayer. There is power in our prayers, Lord God. We know that every time that we pray and we come together on this broadcast, and when we pray, that your word goes forth and that your petitions, our petitions, Lord, are heard of you, Father. So we thank you in advance that you lean over the balconies of heaven and that you hear our prayers, that it is a sweet-smelling savor, Lord God, that it's drawn up to you, Lord God, and that because of our prayers, Lord God, and because of our petitions, Father God, you have a listening ear that you hear and that you answer our prayers, Lord. Yes. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in advance, Father God, for these prayers. And even the prayers, the unspoken prayers, Lord God, that have gone forth, Lord God, tonight. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that's above all names, and that's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank God for that powerful, wonderful prayer. Praise God, Pastor. Counselor, God bless you. Thank God,
God
for that.
You.
Amen. What
bless
a joy,
you.
What
God
a blessing to be able to partake in God's prayer of his people. Amen.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God for all the
yes,
those
Lord.
That prayed before and
yes,
during and after. What a joy, what a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'll be coming from Psalms 27. Psalm verse 1.
Amen.
Psalm 27. Come from King James Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Amen.
Whom shall I fear?
Hallelujah.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Of whom shall I be afraid? Praise God.
Praise
and going down to verse 27, verse 14. The whole chapter is good. We could the whole chapter be great. A psalm. But Psalm 27, 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thou heart.
Amen.
Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Amen.
In one of the verse 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Amen.
Praise God for the word of God, for the people
praise
of
God.
Thank God for that powerful word. Thank God for the powerful prayer. Praise God for Mother Gallo, to Minister Hilton, to Pastor Constant, to all you that I've been hearing the voice on tonight. Amen. Praise God for you and you. You are a joy. What a blessing partake in the word of God, the word of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for his word. Thank God for his truth of his word.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for he blessed. Thank God for his healing of our body, of our mind, and our spirit. We thank God for healing of our children, of our family, of our home, and for our nation. Praise God. We thank God for his healing, deliverance of our heart, mind, and spirit in our family members, in our community, and of our nation. We thank God for all those testimonies you have given up to the glory of God. Amen. We thank God for his wonderful grace. Amen. It never ended, Father. We thank God for his creating the battle of Christ and for the praise of his people in such a time as this. We thank God for that. We thank God for manifestation of his holy word for such a time as this. Amen. We declare faith on his people to increase. Amen. We thank God for you that walk in a season of miracle, a season of signs and wonders. Amen. A season of God blessing upon your life, upon our life, and people of God on this hour. Praise God. We thank God for God doing spiritually and naturally, supernaturally, Lord, in our life, in our heart, and in our spirit. We thank God for healing is our birthright as a child of the Most High God, as a believer in Christ. Healing is your birthright, praise God. We speak on today, amen. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Christ, we are healed by his stripes. We are healed. We thank God for that. There's no sickness that God cannot heal, that God cannot deliver you from, amen. And we thank God that every disease, every sickness in Christ Jesus is healed and delivered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He paid the price for us, for you and for I, praise God. We thank God that nothing too hard for our God, that everything is taken care of through the blood of Jesus, through the power of God, and through the power of God, holy divine word,
Amen.
For our help, for our strength, and for our family, for our children, Lord. We thank God for a blessing in our life, in our home, in our wife, and our sons, and our daughter, and
Amen.
For our husband, and for the people of God, such a time as this, Father. We thank God for our nation, Father, Lord.
Yes.
United States of America, Lord, from the president to the vice president, Lord, for our governors of these states,
yes.
for the mayor of these cities, Father, Lord. We
yes.
pray for each and every one today. That you lead, guide, direct their path into the things of God. Pray for their salvation,
yes.
Father,
yes.
our family, for our children, children, Lord, and our sons and our daughters, Lord. We praise God for our young men. Pray God for our senior saints, Father God. Pray God for our grandchildren, Lord. We
yes.
pray God for
yes.
people of God on this hour, Lord.
Yes.
Where you in the hospital room, praise God. Where you in the nursing home, wherever you are,
yes.
the word of God cannot be hidden from you, Father. You know, there's no difference in the prayer of the word of God. For wherever you are, on the earth, God can reach you. From Israel
yes.
to Africa, praise God. From Belgium, Father God, to Europe, praise God. To Ukraine, Father, to Russia,
yes.
Father, praise
yes.
God. To India, Lord, praise God. To South America, praise God. To Central America,
yes.
to praise God. To North America, to Alaska, to Hawaii, wherever you are, the word of God, attainable, can reach you wherever you are
yes.
on this hour, praise God. We thank
yes.
God for each and every one of you that hear the voice, hear our prayer on this hour, Lord. Bless them, guide them, strengthen them, Lord, that there should be no fear in you, Lord. There's no failure in God, Father, Lord. And we pray for your
yes.
people, God, on
yes.
this hour, Lord, that you deliver them, Lord.
Yes.
Wherever they are, Father, Lord. For
yes.
those some persecution, Lord, bless them, guide and keep them, Lord. Wherever they are on the face of the earth, bless them, bring them back,
yes.
bring them back home, Father,
yes.
Lord. Pray for our soldiers, Lord. Heal and abroad, bless them, God, protect them, Lord Jesus, Father. And our men, and our husband, and our wife, Father. Bless God and keep them strengthened, Lord, to bring great deliverance in their life, Father,
yes.
on such a time as this. There's no difference in the prayer of your people, Father, Lord. We pray for each and every one of you right now that God's prayer will reach you, Lord, to the highest mountain, to the depth of the Lord's valley. God's
yes.
word is powerful wherever you are to take and deliver you out of certain situations, certain circumstances, in certain marriages, Lord. There's no hardness that God can't reach your heart and your depth of your spirit on this hour, Father. We pray
yes.
for each and every one of you right now, Father, on
yes.
the face of my, in the sound of my voice. Let your will be done, Father. Let
yes.
God's word go forth mightily and powerful, Lord. There's no less power of the word of God, but God's power is strong and mighty
yes.
in all things, in all.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Every word, God, all the presence of God is here on this hour, Lord. Let
yes.
your will be done, Father. But
yes.
Jesus is our Alpha and our Maker. He's the beginning
yes.
and the end, Father.
Yes.
He's our
yes.
bright and morning star, Lord. He's our comfort,
yes.
Father. He had loads of compassion for each and every one of us, Father, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for his deliverance. We thank God for
mm-hmm.
his strength or his word. We thank God for being our everlasting life, Father. We thank God for being our everlasting Father.
Yes.
We thank God for being our great deliverance, Lord, at all times, Lord. We thank God for the holy word,
yes.
Father, Lord. We thank God for being faithful and being strong in all things, Lord. We thank God for your grace is sufficient and all that we need for you to be in our life, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for being our healer. We thank God for being our helper, Father.
Yes.
We thank God
yes.
for being our intercessor, Lord, at all times, Lord. We thank God for being the joy of our salvation, Father, being our strength, Father. For
yes.
Jesus being the joy of our salvation, Father. He is our salvation. We thank God for him being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father, Lord. We thank God for him being the true Messiah, Lord,
yes.
to be our maker of heaven and earth, Lord, to be our strength, Father, Lord. We thank God for Jesus never fails, Lord. Thank God for your holy word, Father. There's
yes.
no failure in our heavenly Father, no
yes.
failure in him, Father, Lord. We thank God for being omnipotent, Lord, being omnipresent in all things, Father, Lord. We thank God for being the Prince of Peace, Lord, being peace of our salvation, Father, Lord. We thank God for his holiness, for his holy word. We thank God for it being quickening our spirit, Lord Jesus, for being
yes.
our rescue, being our rescue in all things, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank God for it being our Redeemer, our
yes.
Redeemer liveth in all times, Father, Lord. We thank God for your holy word, Lord, being,
yes.
being the strength of our salvation, Father, being a strong and mighty tower, Father, Lord. We thank God for your holy word. Thank God for the unity of the brother and Father, Lord.
Yes.
We thank God that you give us strength in all things, in all ways, Father, Lord. You strengthen us, Lord, when we are weak to be strong in you, Father, Lord. We thank God for being our strength on this hour, Lord Jesus, yes. Lord. We thank God for being our victorious, Lord, being having the victory at all times. Lord, you give all we call to triumph in Christ Jesus. Lord, you always give us the victory in Christ Jesus, Lord. We thank God for the victory on this hour, Father. Yes. We thank God for the word of life. We thank God for the word of God's power. We thank God for the word of faith on this hour, Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for the word of strength on this hour, Lord. All time, God strengthened the battle of Christ. He strengthened the believer to become strong in him at all time, Lord. Oh, how excellent is your name in all the earth, Father, Lord.
Yes.
Your excellence of your word, excellence of your power, the essence of God's faith in our life, to walk by faith and not by sight, Father, Lord. We thank God for that, Lord, for bringing things out in our life, Father. Thank God for being our yoke, fellow, Lord, in all things, Lord, to unify us in the battle of Christ, unify us in the word of God, unify and strengthen all things for the brotherhood, for the sisters, for the things that our mothers and our father taught us, Lord. We thank God for that, Lord, to be our true yoke, fellow, in all things, for being zeal, zest in our spirit, Father, Lord. We thank God for your Holy Spirit, your Holy Ghost power in our life, Father, Lord. You keep it guided, strengthen and give us sound mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let your will be done in all things, Lord. We decree, declare, we proclaim it right now, Father.
Right
in Jesus' name we pray that your will be done. To your honor, to the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. For every minister. Again, Mother Pat Gallo, Minister Hilton, we thank you all for joining us, as well as our listening audience
our
in prayer.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise
because, again, we know that God listens. He hears our prayers.
Yes.
And prayer is a powerful weapon
praise
of warfare. And that his word does go forth and it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and accomplished. So we give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. We pray that you go forth this week and have a mighty, powerful time in the Lord. Share the word of God with someone this week.
Testimony, amen.
Be that living testimony because you may be the only Jesus that someone else may see. So allow Jesus to shine forth in you. Allow his word to go forth from your lips and his love to be able to go forth from your heart and you to be an extension of his hand as you reach out to this lost and dying world. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory and pray that you go forth again and have an awesomely blessed week.
And to God be all the glory.
Thank you for tuning in.
God bless you.
God bless.
Show these excellence. All I require. given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come, we've been called for a show in the land. All I require, for I, God has given me.
Every day,